I am getting seriously weird in the head. When Mr. Neck isn't looking, Andy blows in my ear. I want to kill him. Picasso. I can't do anything, not even in art class. Mr. Freeman, a pro at staring out the window himself, thinks he knows what's wrong. Your imagination is paralyzed, he declares. You need to take a trip. Ears perk up all over the classroom, and someone turns down the radio. A trip? Is he planning a field trip? You need to visit the mind of a great one, continues Mr. Freeman. Papers flutter as the class sighs. The radio sings louder again. He pushes my pitiful linoleum block aside and gently sets down an enormous book. Picasso, he whispers like a priest. Picasso, who saw the truth, who painted the truth, molded it, ripped from the earth with two angry hands. He pauses. But I'm getting carried away. I nod. See, Picasso, he commands. I can't do everything for you. You must walk alone to find your soul.
Mr. Freeman seems like a great teacher. And I think that his advice to Melinda about her painting the truth isn't just about her artwork. I know that many people work through some of their personal issues and pain through art. And I think that this is what Mr. Freeman is pushing Melinda to do. As he said, he can't do this for Melinda. She has to walk alone to find her soul. Let's keep going. We're starting at the paragraph near the bottom of the page where it says, blah, blah, yeah.
Blah, blah, yeah. Looking at pictures would be better than watching snow drift. I open the book. Picasso sure had a thing for naked women. Why not draw them with their clothes on? Who sits around without a shirt?